Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Services sector not quite where we want it to be.
No, that is true. So the manufacturing sector report card was released on Friday. That was a disappointing outcome. Manufacturing sector contracting at a faster rate, 45.8, which fell from 47. Yesterday we had the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Services Index. So now, Mike, the key takeaway, the underlying theme that we've talked about a fair bit is this real contrast between what's happening right now, the fabled here and now, and what are very much improved expectations for activity. So the services sector, which, by the way, Mike, is big, biggest sector of the New Zealand economy, it is still in a funk. It remains in contraction. 46.0, that's the outcome. A statistically underwhelming lift of 0.3 points from the previous month. Well, the thing is, Mike, we've now had 4 months of very similar outcomes, all around the sort of same level. And all of those outcomes are a very long way from the long-term average, which is 53.1. And look, as ever, we're looking for the green shoots. We're looking for those early signs that economic conditions are improving. Well, the new orders sub-index is 48.1. Now, that's still below 50, yes, but it's the highest level that we've seen it at since February, so it's getting less bad. The employment index recovered ground after a big fall in September. Again, that's still also under 50 at 46.4. The proportion of negative comments is reducing, so we are either getting more positive or just getting more worn down. In terms of these negative comments, what dominates that? Cost of living, general economic climate, they're the sort of references that I guess reinforce that sort of weak state of the here and now. Now, compared to international outcomes of the services index, New Zealand is still an outlier. The JP Morgan Global Index is 53.1. So at 46, we're a long way behind what's happening in the services sector elsewhere. As ever, the authors of the survey, they wrap up the manufacturing and the services indexes into a composite index, which has a good correlation to GDP growth. It's come out at 46.1, so it is contracting. That points to a negative GDP outcome. It's tracking below levels from a year ago, which suggests downside risk to GDP, to growth. The retail trade index did improve a little, 50.4, so it's just over 50, but the average this time of year is quite a bit higher at 54. So look, Mike, it's still really tough out there. We're desperate to see an improvement in 2025, but it's looking like if we do, it's going to be slow and steady, and it actually could be sort of more geared towards the second half. So Sorry I couldn't give you better news there, Mike.
Well, it is what it is. I know that ANZ say there's a little bit of pickup, but that's probably not till 26. Right, producer price inflation. This is what business inflation, right?
Yeah. So we talk a great deal about the CPI, the consumer price index. That's what we experience. Yesterday, Stats New Zealand released the producer price index. Now, this is it never really gets much attention. Think about this as being sort of inflation for business. It's reported in two parts. You get input costs or input prices and output prices. Now, in the third quarter, inputs were up 1.9%. Output prices rose 1.5%. So at a very simplistic level, you can speculate that business in general is absorbing some price pressures because inputs are going up more than outputs. They're not passing everything on. Now, better news on the farms, though. Farm expenses index fell 0.2%, so the farmers will be happy there. The annual PPI numbers, though, Mike, they're still quite high if I look at these. Output prices over the whole year up 4.2%, inputs up 5%, so still a bit higher than you really want to see. The key culprits, I suppose, for business price rises, no surprises here, electricity costs, insurance costs, and transport costs.
Yes, indeed. Right, what are the numbers?
Well, the Dow Jones is hanging in there. It's down 26 points, so pretty flat, we'd call that, 43,417. The S&P 500, 5,897, it's up 26 points, 0.45%, and the NASDAQ is up 0.2% at 18,803. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.57%, 8,109 is the close there. The Nikkei fell just over 1%, 38,220. The Shanghai Composite was down 7 points, which is not much. 3323. Yesterday in Australasia, the ASX 200 gained 15 points. That's 0.18%, closing at 8300. And the NZX 50 gained 0.63%, closing at 12,764. Kiwi dollar still languishing against the US, 0.5878. 0.9051 against the Aussie, 0.5557 euro. 0.4644 pounds yen against the yen, 91.03. Gold has rallied a little, $2,611, and Brent crude, $73.04.
Go well, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.